And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm your host, Hannah Lee Myers, and as always, I'm joined by longtime cannabis correspondent, Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Always good to be here.
Okay, so this morning we are going to look at how well the state of Colorado is serving its medical marijuana patients, or how well they're not. I guess a new report looks into that, huh?
Yeah. Americans for Safe Access is a group now in its 20th year, and they've been instrumental in promoting, advocating for access to medical cannabis. And the group has been grading states on their approach to medical marijuana since 2014. So they've been grading all states since 2014, and they downgraded the state in its most recent study, mostly because of the recent law, HB 1317, which was passed last year, and that limits access to high-potency products. And the law was, it was kind of a compromised legislative effort. Parents groups wanted a limit on all THC products at first, but it wound up limiting the amount of product people can purchase and forcing patients 20 and under to get signatures from two doctors instead of one to get a medical card. And the law went into effect January 1st, so we don't really have any numbers or any way to say, I mean, it's only been 2 months to evaluate exactly what's going on. But critics have complained that the law restricts patients who rely on higher amounts of THC. There are patients who, you know, everybody's different, and it forces them to return to the dispensary, many of them almost every day. And so we'll find out more about that as we go along. But despite a C-plus grade, which is what the state got, Americans for Safe Access says that the state has a fair medical cannabis program. Earlier years, the state had gotten a B grade, and the people who do this, the people at Americans for Safe Access, they said that the group's methodology has changed more to a patient access approach, and that might have something to do with why the state got downgraded. But no state received an A grade. Only two states, Maine and Illinois, got Bs, and Colorado was just in a bunch of other states, including California and Missouri, with C pluses. And it was critical of the new law's crackdown on THC products and suggested a repeal of that particular law. And it urged all states to pass laws that allow medical patients to use products when not working. This is something that's been a problem. We've talked about this before. And the group gave the state credit for changing the law that now allows school staff to give minors cannabis medical products instead of forcing the parents or someone else to come in every day. So, you know, state got good and bad. The report found overall patients gave the Colorado program favorable ratings, but many were dismayed at the passage of HB 1317 because many of them feel that's going to end the medical cannabis program as it exists. They worry about that, and that the state acts more favorably to the rec program because it provides more money.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about individual bits of legislation that get passed, either benefiting the medical marijuana market and patient or benefiting the recreational customer, and even thinking about legislators and states kind of favoring one or the other with each individual decision that they make.
Yeah, I'm always reminded of a day a few years ago when I asked a Colorado legislator, a state representative, how long it was going to take to get cannabis laws correct and, you know, the way that the state wanted them. And he reminded me that there were three bills that year that were devoted to alcohol sales. So I think it's going to be a while before we actually get it right or get it the way it wants. And the latest, I just read about this, thanks to a legislative error, many dispensaries in Colorado are operating illegally. Now, here's the story here. Selling medical marijuana and recreational marijuana both require separate state licenses in the state. There's about 575 of those that are permitted that sell both medical marijuana and recreational marijuana. And all of them are technically running afoul of the state's rules and out of compliance, not for their business practices, but for legislative oversight. So, you know, definitely going to take a while. Back in 2019, the state by law did a review of industry regulations. This was one of the things that happened when the state legalized, was that every few years you have to do a review of the industry regulations that merge some rules. And it left out the paragraph for dispensaries that serve both rec and med customers.
Just left out the paragraph.
Yeah, just left out the paragraph. Nobody's been harassed by the MED, Marijuana Enforcement Division, which is in charge of carrying out the legislators' wishes. But it needs new legislation in order to make that change. And Representatives Edie Hooten and Kevin Van Winkle have introduced a bill to restore the language. And I'm guessing that that one's probably going to be passed.
Stands to reason. Correct legislative error. Well, Leland, we always appreciate you keeping us in the loop. One step forward, maybe one occasional step back.
That's the way it is. That's the way it is with everything.
Well, you can stay in the loop about cannabis news here on KGNU by tuning in to the Cannabis Report the first and third Thursday of every month. Leland, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Hannah Lee Myers.